All right, Colt Nichols, Battle of the Death with Dean. That was you and Dean going at it. It wasn't bad.
Oh my God, me and Dean the past like 5 weekends it seems we always find each other. It's incredible. But
he pulled away from you, and then you caught back up.
He's got no quit in him. I got to give it to him, dude. He's been at it for a while, and I would just get close enough, but he rides just wide enough of a bike where I couldn't get by him. But dude, he's got so much experience. He's good. I hope he comes back and does it some more next year. I think he's going to. But
he didn't want to do any press conferences because he says he's. Wants to do some races and stuff.
Nice. So, yeah. I like that. Yeah, it was no, it was a battle to death though. Yeah. It really was. It was unfortunate. I wish I could start in front of those guys and just see if I could run that pace with that group ahead. But man, I've just been starting terrible, and then coming up and have good pace the past few weekends, but just haven't been able to do anything with it.
Yeah, so. I feel like I don't see you get good starts, not even maybe once. I don't know. Yeah,
no, we haven't been inside the top 10 once, so that's a real problem. But I mean, we worked a lot this week on start map stuff, and it helped a lot going out the gate. Got a little sandwich between Ferrandis and Coop on that one. And then I was the first guy that had to like roll through that rhythm. And as soon as you do that, you're fucked. Yeah. So it was terrible. But
did the track come around with the rain? I feel like it did.
It did. I was very surprised. I thought with the rain, it was just enough. And they had that stupid little tiller thing they put on the front. And I saw them doing that. And I was like, it's actually going to be pretty sick. So
I was thinking Elsinore with rain. I'm like, oh, fuck. Yeah. But then when I watched it, I'm like, look, no, the guys have some traction.
No, yeah. It was actually better. Hey, thank you. It was actually good. I was pretty pumped with the way the night went as a whole. Yeah. I was really wanting to get inside the top 10. I felt a little bit like we were not quite where we wanted to be for sure all season. Definitely. But, I mean, we made a lot of improvements. It's something that we can kind of hang our hat on, at least with the last round. But, man, yeah, just far from where we want to be, but we're a hell of a lot better than we were yesterday. So we're making progress. It's just a little too slow for me, and now we're done. So
yeah, I feel like this – I want to ask you this. Like, when you came in from injury, if you started at from a 0 to 45 being the happiest you would ever be, I would say you were probably at a 15 to start. Where are we now to a 45 being, you know, the absolute happiest? Like, we've made progress, right?
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress. Okay. We really, really have. And it's so tough to say because
I need a number.
Ah, shoot. 0 to 45. Yeah. If we were at 15, we were probably closer to the, you know, 25, 30 mark,
okay.
I'd say.
Okay, so doubled your happiness.
Yeah, we made a lot of progress. Like I said, it's just, it's tough, dude, because when you're in this class, it's more, I think, the class than anything else. This class is just fucking tough, dude. I mean, as soon as you try and find your stride, you're... Yeah. Battling from 14th to the death with Dean Wilson. I'm just like, gosh damn. But I mean, it's not like Dean's bad. He's such a good rider, so it's just a tough class. And yeah, we just got to get our footing a little earlier and kind of get going. But I mean, dude, even 2 weeks ago, we're still doing different offsets, we're working on start maps, like even this past week. So we were still searching pretty heavy. And luckily though, they just kind of kept coming back, and they're like, hey, whatever we need to do to get you comfy. And we just don't really have a lot of stuff to try. But dude, Benji was riding the hell out of this thing. So I know the potential is there. And I'm just bummed it kind of took me this long to kind of get going, and now we're done.
Yeah, I think, look, it wasn't exactly where you wanted to go, but Benny really proved some things, I think, and made the team look good and hauling ass. So I think it's a really, you know, there's been some startup teams over the years, especially as old as I am, I've seen them where you're like, oh fuck, but look, Benny did made the team proud and did the bike well.
He really did got inside the top 10, rode really well. I think he was really starting to find a stride, and probably the best form I think I've probably ever seen Benny. You know, going up onto the board in practice the past few weekends before he got injured, like, he was just doing things really, really well. And dude, it's, people don't realize how tough it is. First year team is one thing, but when you add a first year bike with a first year team, dude, it's an uphill battle, you know. And we've been struggling for sure, but like I said, we're making progress, and as long as we're making progress, whether, you know, how big or small that is, progress is progress. So I'm happy, dude. It's one of those things where we're going to kind of keep plugging away, and next year will be a hell of a lot better than what we were this year. So
you're doing some nationals, you're on board with that program, and how much time are you taking off now, and then when do you start getting into it, or do you keep it going?
No, the whole team has to take a little bit of time off. We got to change some stuff over engine wise. I think I'll be off the bike for about a week and a half, and then we'll get going. I hope I can use the whole month of June to really hammer motos, kind of get back in the outdoor form, get the hands ready for it. And then the month of July, we'll do Redbud, Millville, Washougal is the plan so far. I hope we can do some more, but we'll see. We'll just see how they go.
That should be enough to get you an SMX, you hope?
I hope. Yeah. I mean, the team is really, you know, they were kind of like, hey, we're a Supercross only team. You know, if we do outdoors, that's a bonus. If we do SMX, that's a bonus. And I'm like, we got to get our ass to SMX. I made some good money last year.
You'll show up in a van with a beta.
I don't care. Yeah, I will be out of my Ram truck. I don't care. So I hope we can do it, but we'll see if we get enough points and just see how it goes.
Hey, lastly, it hasn't always been easy for you to talk to me after the races. You've been pissed. You know, but so thank you though. Thanks for doing it. You know, you've always professional about it, and so I know you haven't been happy, but I appreciate you giving us the interview. So thanks.
Yeah, of course, man. Anytime. I always got time for Steve. Thank you, sir. I appreciate
thanks, man.
It. Anytime.